The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. And hasn't this weather been spectacular? I know some of you want cooler weather. It's supposed to be fall. And the nights are cool. You can open your windows. I have loved this weather, and like I said yesterday, this can continue on until next, May. That'd be fine with me. It's a beautiful day here in Central Ohio, and it is a beautiful privilege to welcome you to the program. I am absolutely delighted to know that you're on that side of the microphone, allowing me to be on this side of the microphone. I am so blessed to be able to do this every day. I'm blessed in so many ways. God's given me just this wonderful, wonderful wife, and we can do ministry together, and, able to teach last night at a great church up in Westerville, and now I get to sit here today. Tonight, we're going to go see the Gaither Vocal Band at the NAS in Grove City. I confess, I love the Gaithers. I do. I appreciate all that they have done for gospel music, and I enjoy the vocal band. And if you were listening to the interview that I did with Bill Gaither, WRFD was the very first place Bill Gaither was ever on the radio, right here. I mean, well, not these same studios. We've moved since then. But WRFD Radio was the very first place Bill Gaither was ever on the radio. It all began here at WRFD. So it's a real privilege for us to be the media partner to the vocal band tonight down at Grove City Nazarene. And I know many of you will be there. Look for our table, our booth. Look for the WRFD booth out in the lobby. If you want to meet Aaron Light, my producer, he will be there. Ask for his autograph. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a great night. And then tomorrow night will be the big Freedom Banquet for the Ohio Christian Alliance right here in Columbus. I have the privilege of being the MC at that. David Barton is going to be the keynote speaker. Dave Yost, our attorney general, is going to be there. That's going to be a great night as well. So I welcome you. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We have seen this controversy all over the United States for several years. A local school district cannot handle everybody for graduation in any of their auditoriums. They don't want to have it outside because of the uncertainty about weather. And so they find the largest auditorium in their vicinity and rent it for the graduation. So what could be the problem with that? Well, it's not a problem unless it is a Christian church. And then all of a sudden, oh, no! Well, it has come to Central Ohio. Groveport-Madison School District says they can't get everybody in their high school auditorium. They don't want to go outside because the temperatures are going to be, you know, it could be warm and so on and so forth. And it could be rain, could be thunderstorms, who knows. So they contacted World Harvest Church. So what's the problem? Schools have been doing this for years and years and years and years all over the country. Well, in the increasingly secular world that we live in, separation of church and state, it's in a Christian church and they might have a cross. Yeah. Here's the story. Headline, Groveport Madison Senior won't attend graduation ceremonies at megachurch. Dateline, Groveport, Ohio. More parents are speaking out in opposition. Now, we're not told how many. Only one is listed. So we don't know. We don't know whether it's 100 parents or one. We don't know. And these stories, and this is local news. More parents are speaking out in opposition of a local school district's decision to hold graduation ceremonies at a local megachurch. Now, Groveport Madison seniors are faced with the tough decision of whether to receive their diplomas with their classmates or stay home. And seriously, my question, why? What is the big deal? You are renting a facility. You're not endorsing that facility. Joy used to have these wonderful ladies' luncheons for a time. She had them every month, and for a long time, Joy hosted the largest Christian women's luncheon in Central Ohio. They were huge, and they went on for several years. And the usual venue that we rented wasn't available, and so we rented the Masonic Temple. Well, I don't agree with the whole Masonic thing. I have some real problems with Masonic teachings and so forth. Others don't, but I do. But we were renting a building, so it didn't matter. I didn't care. Groveport school administrators say there's not enough room inside the new high school, and temperatures outside could make it uncomfortable on the football field. World Harvest Church, home to the controversial views of its pastor, will be home to the class of 2020's graduation. Okay, now, if you're a regular listener to this program, I have had some serious problems with the theology of World Harvest Church. I have heard in recent years, things have changed. I hope so. But in years past, they have been out on the radical fringe of the whole word faith thing, and I've been very critical of it. But I would have no problem going to a concert there or a school graduation. I'm not there to endorse the building. Anyway, parents like Linda Love, whose son is a Groveport Madison senior and won't be attending the ceremonies in June, say they're taking the firm stand because they don't agree with the district's decision. Quote, to me, it's discrimination, knowing that that preacher preaches against their religion. What religion is Rod Parsley preaching against? I don't know of any. For Love's son, Bertie Barton, standing in solidarity with some of his classmates means missing out on graduation ceremonies. Again, we're not given the names of any more. We're not told, well, there's 25 other parents and 15 other students. No, just one. That's all that's listed. But the boy, the senior, said, I want to be on the side of the people that's offended. Listen to this. Let me read that quote to you again. This is from the senior. This is from the student. I want to be on the side of the people that's offended. Really? You want to stand with people that are offended? That don't want to go themselves because of the beliefs that they're trying to kind of push on them, I think, by attending a graduation ceremony in a building. Nobody is pushing anything. You walk through the doors, you go through the graduation ceremony, you leave. That's it. A district spokesperson sent NBC4 a statement reading in part. Before making rash decisions or skipping graduation altogether, let's see how it goes this year. It won't be hard to know if people attending this year's graduation find the facility to be less than what we all expect. If that's the case, the district will look at other options for years to follow. Other districts have held graduation ceremonies at World Harvest, including Hamilton Local, Pickerington, and Canal Winchester, without any problem. But, and I don't want to be overly harsh or critical, but according to this story, all we know, one kid, one student, one person, one parent, one mother, I'm not going to go. And it makes major news. Seriously? Tyranny of the minority that you and I talk about often.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Before we move on from the controversy down at Groveport Madison, and one parent and one student getting big attention because the one student and the one parent said, I don't like the church, and I'm not going to go to graduation because I want to be on the side of the people that's offended. That's a direct quote from the student. I want to be around people that are offended. All righty. But one of our listeners brought up an excellent question. One of our listeners asked me, Bob, what would you say if it was a mosque? Interesting and very, very good question. Number one. If a mosque was large enough to hold a graduation ceremony and the school district was only renting the building, it's okay. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Seriously. However, the overwhelming majority, and I mean the overwhelming majority of mosques would never, 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 ever in a million years allow a public ceremony with the infidels. Because that's what we are. Christians, well, anybody that's not Muslim is an infidel. Anybody. Doesn't make any difference. They would never open the mosque to a public gathering of infidels. They will allow a few visitors in occasionally. But just to empty it out, it would never happen. In fact, I suppose maybe you could find a very, very, very liberal, moderate mosque somewhere in America that would allow that. But the overwhelming majority would never allow it. And then number two, it'd be a real problem because they don't have chairs. If you see a mosque, they have prayer rugs. They don't have chairs. So that would be a problem. But it's a good question. And seriously, if you could find a mosque, which I don't think you could, that was big enough, large enough, and they were willing to just empty out everybody and not, you know, hand out paraphernalia and religious material and hand crayons to everybody walking in the door, I wouldn't have a problem with it. They're using a building. They're renting a building. That's, I'm fine. No problem at all. So good, excellent question. Now, I just got to share, we deal with so many weird, wacky, crazy, negative, sad stories. I love this story. And I just want to share this with you. Headline, former atheist who mocked Jesus now teaches at Christian seminary. Here's the story. A former international student who moved from China to the United States nearly 20 years ago is now testifying how she grew up as an atheist who mocked Jesus until she heard a message about God's love. Today, Hung Yi Yang serves as an assistant professor of systematic theology in the Women's Studies program at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth. But in 2000, she was an international student who had grown up in Southwest China believing that God was nothing but a myth. When she moved to Texas that year, she had never seen a copy of the Bible and had known only one Christian in my life, she wrote. I was an atheist at that time. I believed that there was no God who could save us and that we must strive for success by our own ability, diligence, and luck. But when she arrived in Texas, she was surrounded by Christians who invited her to church. Yet she refused their invitation, she says, quote, without hesitation. I had an attitude of contempt toward Christianity. I also mocked Christianity. I thought it was so humiliating to worship a God who was crucified on a cross. That's exactly what 1 Corinthians says, that the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him. Well, I actually was the foolish one. But she said God had mercy on me. My life was changed forever during the last 3 days of the year 2000. I attended an evangelistic conference where I mainly heard two speakers talking about God. Through their messages, I became convinced that there is a God and that he is like a father who waits for us to return to him. On the last day of the conference, I decided to follow Jesus Christ. My eyes were opened, and it was almost like I could see the world more clearly than ever before. I experienced a kind of gentle, bright, and great love that I had never experienced. I surely know that there is indeed a God, and I am experiencing his love. Life is not meaningless anymore because there is God. She was baptized on Easter Sunday in 2001. She invited a few non-believing friends to watch her baptism, and two of them became Christians. She said, the gospel has changed and continues to change my life, my mind, my whole person. She also serves as the director of the Mandarin Translation Project for the Master of Theological Studies program at Southwestern Seminary. The power of the gospel. I love it. The power of the gospel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.